had over 250 journaled answers to prayer. Wow. Yes, that's about God. That's not about me. Listen, God is answering your prayers, and He wants to answer more. The scripture we're going to use as a jumping-off point tonight is John 16:24. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now, I know that the devil is out to keep us from praying by causing us to remember prayers that have not yet been answered and to hold those against him. You know what I'm talking about here? Yeah, I mean, that is really a trick of the devil to get you to focus on your prayers that have not been answered so that you'll stop praying, because he doesn't want you to keep praying, because he doesn't want you happy. He doesn't want you to have the answers to prayer that God has planned for you. So, I'm going to challenge you this evening to make a commitment to keep track for 7 days, starting tomorrow, to see if God will answer at least one prayer a day for you. Now, wait a minute. I thought religion was supposed to be private and quiet so we can't hold God to anything. No. Not at all. God is wanting His people to take hold of His promises and say, God, You said it, I believe it, I expect You to do it. And so I started a number of years ago thinking, okay, God, this is Your idea, so You're the one who's going to have to show me that it works. And for more than a decade, I haven't always kept journals, only now and then. And on the 1st of January, when I was asking the Lord about this new year, fasting like our pastors had invited us to do for what God wanted to do, I sensed that He wanted me to start keeping a prayer journal again. And so I started keeping it, real simple. At the end of each day or at the beginning of the next day, I'd write down what God did in answer to prayer. Now, a lot of you have a lot more answers to prayer than you realize. And what's going to happen is, when you start realizing that it's God answering your prayers, it's going to make you happy. What is that verse? You have not, because you've not asked. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. And that's what's in Isaiah 56:7 too. Your God wants to make you joyful in the house of prayer. Prayer is about being happy. You know, there are a lot of Christians that aren't very happy. Every day, the devil tries to cheat you out of your right of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. And you don't have to cooperate with him, because he's offering it to you every day, and you can have it every day. A number of years ago, the Lord put it on my heart to start praying Psalm 23. So I started quoting Psalm 23 to him daily for about a month. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Wow, say that out loud. Will you say that with me? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you believe that? Well, it's a little easier to believe it if you say it 5 times in a row. We're not going to take time right now, but you need to be meditating on the Word of God. And when you start saying, I shall not want, instead of I need this and I need this and I can't have this and nobody will give me this, I shall not want, because God is my shepherd. He leads me in, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear anything evil, because my God is with me. He's going to bring me through. He sets up a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I love the picture of that one. Do you have any enemies? Hey, listen, you got devils that want you to be busted and disgusted, frustrated, mad, lose your mind, lose your marriage, lose your money, lose your property. Yeah? And get a picture of this. Here, what does it mean? You know, I was meditating on this. What does it mean to have a table set before me in the presence of my enemies? Well, I'm picturing it right now. I'm picturing a big table, not a little card table that's about to fall down. One of those $2,000 dining room tables in the big furniture stores. You know? One of those really lush ones. And it's piled up. It's loaded. Loaded. It's got money on it. It's got food on it. The best food in the world. It's got all of the riches of God there because God is loading a table heavy for you. And where are your enemies? They're standing in the corner. They are watching you get blessed by your rich heavenly Father, and they're gnashing their teeth, and they're jumping up and down, and they're facing the corner, and they're having their little fit because things are not the way they wanted them because you're getting blessed by God. Do you have a picture of what it means for God to set a table before you in the presence of your enemies? Hey, listen, this is good stuff. This is what God wants to do for you is amazing. And you can go through it. I mean, it's great, Psalm 23. And then a few years later, the Lord started talking to me about Psalm 91. It's about the time I moved to Highland from Bishop. And our oldest daughter was, I think, 9. And I read in the newspaper after we'd been here a week that a 10-year-old girl had been raped on the streets of San Bernardino. And I thought, oh my God, where did I move? Why am I here? And what are you going to do about it? And he reminded, because I was tempted to see my daughters raped on the streets of San Bernardino. No, this can't, God, there's got to be a different way. This is not your plan. This is not what you want. I know you better than this. What can I do, God? And he reminded me of Psalm 91, the one that says, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. You shall only see the reward of the wicked with your eyes. It will not touch you. I mean, this is powerful stuff. So I started memorizing. I re-memorized that, started meditating on it every morning for 30 days, saying it out loud to God, saying, God, you're the covenant, God. I want a covenant with you that you're going to keep these promises for me and my family. So I started doing that. And I got a peace that God was going to take care of me. And you know what? That was 20, God, so almost 30 years ago. And God has kept his promise. I've got a Psalm 91 covenant with God. And God's got a Psalm 91 covenant with me. And I have a testimony of God's provision and protection because of the promises of Psalm 91 that God keeps for me. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, let me tell you with one more. They're up on the screen, or they should be. Luke said he was going to have these for me. The first one is the provision and blessings of Psalm 23. The second one is the protection, power, and promises of Psalm 91, because that's what Psalm is full of. And if you look at Psalm 91, have you looked at the last few verses? I love that. It changes from me talking to God talking to me, or me talking about God to God speaking to me. Because he loves me, says the Lord. This is verse 14. I will rescue him. God says, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me. This is God talking about you. You will call upon God, and God will answer you. God will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and honor you with long life. He will satisfy you and show you his salvation. These are promises of God that are just phenomenal. You start meditating on those, saying them out loud 5 times in a row, you're going to get so happy, the ceiling's going to come off. I mean, it's good stuff when you put God's word in your heart, like Pastor Jim has been talking about. Yeah? You get this stuff going, you memorize it, you put it in your heart, you keep saying it, and it starts happening because the Word of God is living and powerful and supernatural, and it brings these things to happen. And after a number of years, just a few years ago, the Lord led me to a prayer in Colossians 1. And the prayer requests of Colossians 1 are just phenomenal, but I don't have time to talk about them. You'll have to study that yourself. Verses 9 to 13, Colossians 1, 9 to 13, amazing requests. And what happens is, over the years, as I've been talking to God about this, I can now say all of this, this wonderful, wonderful stuff in about 20 seconds. So I start my day like this while I'm driving to work. I declare today the blessings and provisions of Psalm 23, the protection, power, and promises of Psalm 91, and the answers to the prayer requests of Colossians 1. Good and effective today, May 17, in my life. and in my wife's, and in my daughter's, and in my sons-in-law, and in my grandchildren, and in the pastors and leaders at the Rock, and in all of the members at the Rock. I mean, you just spread this and spread this and spread this, and it gets gooder and gooder and makes you happier and happier. And then all of the prayer requests start coming back, or good reports start coming back, and you see that they're answers to prayers. Did I pray that, Lord? You know, one of the things that amazes me is God even turns our best wishes into prayers. He treats them like prayers, even if we don't ask them sometimes. But it's more powerful if we do like Pastor Jim said this morning and declare them out loud, quoting the Word of God, because there's a release of supernatural power there. But God is not only the covenant-keeping God that keeps His covenant when you meet the terms of the covenant that include declaring and decreeing what God has promised. But God is so merciful, He does all kinds of wonderful stuff for us, even when we're not smart enough to ask. Isn't that wonderful? So what I want to do is share with you just a few minutes, but I want to encourage you to take those scriptures to heart and spend some time with God on them. But I want to share with you just a week of prayer requests answered real quick. So I'm going to pull back. I don't know. I had a lot of good stuff here, but I'm going to take up January 10. Okay, 11. When I went online about the possibility of making another e-deposit from a check from one of our renters Friday night, the other check had already cleared, so I was able to make the deposit, which means all the mortgages and other withdrawals are covered for tomorrow's transactions. Hallelujah! Now, that may not seem very big to you, but if you have bought properties that belong to the kingdom so that you can have income from them to serve the kingdom and expand the kingdom, and you're running to catch up because things are not working out well. Anyone know what's going on in the recession right now? And then God comes through. Hallelujah! And you can pay all your bills like Eden and what's her name? Maricela said in there. Praise God. Okay, during worship in the sanctuary, I began to intercede for physical healing in the congregation. This is during worship. I just felt like the Lord wanted me to do that. Suddenly, I felt a very painful sinus headache behind my left eye. I immediately cried out to God, and it immediately left. I believe someone else in the sanctuary was healed that moment of that thing. Because a number of times, God has allowed me to feel what somebody else had, and then when I prayed for them, it was relieved from them. Wow, that's a cool answer to prayer. Near the end of tonight's prayer and praise service, that was Sunday evening, the 11th of January, Pastor Mike asked people in need of physical healing to raise their hands so others could lay hands on them and pray in agreement. Lionel raised his hand. Is Lionel here tonight? He was standing right over there. So Pastor Tom and I, who were sitting next to each other, went over and laid hands on him and prayed. After the service, I asked Lionel what we were praying for. What did we pray for you, brother? And did God do it? Yet. He said it was his shoulder. I asked him how he would know when it was healed. He said it already was because most of the pain had already gone out. Woo! Hallelujah! There's three answers to prayer on one day. By the way, this morning, Linda and I were lying in bed doing our pillow talk and having our morning prayer, 6 a.m., and I asked the Lord for more opportunities to teach and preach. And guess what happened this morning? Pastor Jim asked me to teach this evening. Ha! There's the one for today. Yes! Hallelujah! God cares about all the stuff on your heart. On Monday, the next day, I'm much healthier and feeling better this evening, even though I didn't take any cold medication since before breakfast. My sinus infection felt like it left while I was praying in tongues driving to work. You know what? Praying in tongues is a marvelous thing. If you don't do it, then it's time you learned how. Because God wants to answer prayers that you don't even know you need to pray. And God edifies you while you're doing it. Well, that's another prayer topic for another time. Just read an article about something in Israel that was an answer to prayer. You know, one of the things that blesses my heart most is when I pray in my prayer closet and then I read the answer on the front page of the next day's paper. Woo! Yes! I love it! You know, maybe you don't pray for Israel. Maybe you don't pray for your president, our president. Maybe you don't pray for our governor. Hey, listen, pray for these things. God is waiting to hear prayers because there's stuff He wants to do that He said He won't do until you pray. But if you pray, you're going to get answers. Gosh, I'm out of time, and there's a lot of good stuff here. The rain stopped as I was driving from Rialto High School to the county dump. which made me able to completely empty the truck of the garbage before it started sprinkling again. Is that silly? No. Hey, listen, God counts the hairs on my head, which is getting easier for him all the time now. But he's got the hairs of your head numbered. You are on his mind all the time. And one of the things that I found out is that if I start paying attention to God meeting my needs, watching my needs, seeing them and doing something about it, it makes my heart happy. And I'm a happy man because I live in a world where God is watching over me and doing stuff for me all the time. Now, the good news is he loves you as much as he loves me. He wants to make you as happy as he's been making me for decades. Anyone can tell you I'm a happy man because I know that God is watching over me. And nothing's going to fall through the cracks. That's important to him. And all of the enemy's plans are going to fall. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hey, listen, I don't get everything I want. It's just because I haven't grown up yet. You know, one of my most important prayers is, oh, God, help me grow up before I grow old. And when I'm grown up and mature enough, then I'll only want what God wants. And then all of my prayers will be answered. And so it's okay for the ones that he's missed because of the ones that he's getting. And if you start seeing God taking care of you day after day after day after day, if you can report to your husband or wife or your children or your parents or your people where you work, you know, people who don't know Jesus want to know that somebody's getting their prayers answered. And if you want to witness and share, there's nothing like answered prayers to do it with. I mean, it's an exciting thing to be able to tell my kids at the high school in my chemistry class. Did you see Lorena? Yesterday, remember when she went to the nurse's office? Yeah. I prayed for her in the hallway just before she left. Ask Lorena what God did for her. Because I know, because she told me, that he took away her migraine headache before she got to the nurse. And the nurse had her call him home and had her mom bring her migraine headache pill and wait for it. But when she got back to my class, I asked her how she was doing, and she said, well, I had to sit there and wait for the pill. But the headache was gone before the pill came. Because God did it. Hallelujah. Yes. See, God is doing this stuff, and then he gives you testimonies, and it makes you, you know, you're salting the oats. You're helping people want what you have. If you are a happy man, if you are a happy woman, if you are a confident teen, because God is hearing and answering your prayers, and you can say, this is what God did for me yesterday, this is what God did for me Friday, this is what God did for me Thursday, this is what God did to me Wednesday, I have to get out, I'm not remembering the other words. Oh, yeah, that's what he did for me Tuesday. I mean, you are a blessed kid, and the world can know about it, and they want what you have if you're walking in the blessings of God. So, are you ready to make a commitment to put God and yourself on the spot? Now, I don't care how you do it. You may want to just make a mental check before you go to sleep tomorrow night that God answered a prayer. What, did God answer a prayer? You don't have to write it down. Maybe you should write it down. It might be helpful for you. I've found that when I journal answers to prayer, man, when I look over those, it just fills me with joy and God blesses me. But so I want to ask if you are willing to put yourself and God as a team on the spot for an answered prayer, one a day for the next 6 days, will you please stand right now? And I want to pray for you. All right? Heavenly Father, these are people who want you to keep your promises and have the joy that comes from answered prayer. Day by day for a whole week. And God, I thank you that you're not going to disappoint them. I thank you that you're going to open their eyes and their minds and their hearts, and they are going to have a testimony of daily answered prayer that'll make them hungry to do it for a month and a year and for the rest of their lives. And I give you praise that you're the God who hears and answers prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.